Internet, welcome to They Called This a Movie, destroying friendships one bad movie at a time. You can get us on iTunes, Google Play, or I guess Stitcher? I think you put us on Stitcher. But basically anywhere where you can find podcasts. You can also contact us at The Main Damie, because we are part of The Main Damie family of podcasts, along with Stranger Damies and the Married Cinematic Universe. So, I'm Mark Myers. I am your host. I will be driving this awful ship today. I am joined by Dan Aquino. Dan?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. And we are doing this in loving memory of our main host, Anthony DelVecchio. May he be happy wherever he is.
We're sans our fearless leader today.
Yeah. Yep, so it's just going to be me and Dan today. We probably shouldn't have been left to our own devices in choosing the film that we were going to do for this, but as you can probably tell by the title, we did the Joshua Turtles Christmas, a straight-to-VHS Turtles movie in 1994, about 21 minutes or so. It's really bad, but that's what this is about. I don't know if we should even put this in the ranking for worst thing we watched.
This was basically Ant's busy work for us.
Yeah.
There's a substitute in the class, fill out this this busy work, and then that's it. Just put your heads down for the rest of the class and sit quietly.
Yeah, that's what it felt like going through this movie. So, you know, we'll have our typical thing. We'll run down the plot, quote-unquote, of this movie. And we'll also do trivia at the end, where I'll just straight up ask Dan 10 questions. And let's see if he gets them correct. He will find out the answers at the end. because it was a lot easier to have some fun with, an online trivia, thing than, try and pull anything from this movie. So we'll see how this goes. This might be fun.
See how it couldn't be.
First off, before we get into We Wish You a Turtles Christmas, how many straight to VHS Turtles things did you own that you can think of?
I said that one more time. I'm sorry.
I said, how many of those straight to VHS Turtles things did you own or possibly taped off a VCR?
Ooh, that's a good question. I was a huge Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan growing up. My father took me to see the Turtles at Radio City Music Hall for the Coming Out of Our Shells tour.
Yep.
That was my, it's going to get a little personal, but that was my gift for potty training.
Nice.
How old was I?
Yeah, we would have been like probably when they were in their height of doing these.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably absolutely. 6, 7 years old, 8 years old.
Damn, how old was I? I was probably like 4 or 5, I guess.
I was a little more older on that scale that I gave you.
Yeah, you're older than I am.
I started at 6 because that's probably around where you were, because 90 was the movie. And then they had all that stuff running up through 2, and fun trivia stuff that I will probably get to at the end because there's not much to this, but it's something I recently found out. About the third Turtles movie, the one where we go back in time.
Back in time.
Yeah. So,
time.
I only asked that question about the VHSs because I had, I would say, a good half dozen of them, and they were basically just the half-hour episode of a show that they just pulled out to VHS.
Right. So, I used to tape the cartoon show usually. But that I can't even remember any specials. I mean, I used to watch the New Generation one, the new Ooze or whatever it was.
Yeah,
they had a female turtle. What was her name?
Okay.
Venus.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I just answered one of your questions. I hope not.
No. It's about the movie. Don't worry.
Oh, about this movie?
No. The first movie.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because that's probably the one most people have seen the most.
I've
the third movies. So I was probably on the Power Rangers by the time New Generation came along, so...
That was the same thing for me. I mean, I was a big Power Ranger, Turtles fan, all of that stuff. Some guy at work actually brought up to me, and this is a pretty good point, because the new Godzilla King of the Monsters trailer came out 2 days ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I saw that.
And I'm a huge Godzilla fan, so I'm texting the group chat that I'm in at work, and I'm asking them if they saw it, and they say no, and I was like, man, I'm so pumped for this. Like, I love Godzilla. I grew up watching that. And my friend goes, what didn't you grow up watching? What didn't you grow up watching? And I thought about it. Yeah. That's a good question. We say this a lot. Like, oh, I grew up on the Turtles. I grew up on Power Rangers. I grew up on Batman and so on. I'm like, man, all of these things pretty much just helped raise me and cultivate me into the man-child that I am today.
Yeah. It's a good point. I basically have three that I can point to. It's Turtles. I had all the toys. Some of the vehicles. Didn't have the blimp, I guess, fortunately. Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And American Gladiators.
Oh, Malibu.
Which is why Malibu is the best actor we've had in any of these movies. But I literally had, you know, they had, you know, all the toys for it, and they had all the events that they performed in were like little separate things you bought separately. But yeah, we always talk about growing up, but the difference is, I guess, our growing up on things is not as... We could be a little more focused, even though it doesn't seem like it, once you look at the time frame that these things were in. Because kids today, you know, it seems like there's a pattern. Because children's television hasn't really changed much. You know, you start with like the little Einsteins and stuff, and then you move up to whatever the big cartoon is. I think my niece watches like PJ Masks or Paw Patrol or something like that.
I know Paw Patrol is pretty big.
That she keeps wanting me to do, even though now she's starting to graduate because she's 7. So she's that's too baby. But
she's moving on.
She's playing Fortnite now.
Oh, God.
But so that's why when... You know, trying to funnel this back to this movie, because that's the one good thing about Ant. He can steer the ship when we take it the wrong way.
On the straight and narrow.
You know, that's why when I saw this list of specials that he had links to that we could watch, you can watch this on YouTube if you guys want. There's free link if you want.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Is that I was like, oh, this is something I probably didn't own, or I maybe don't, but I don't remember owning, because... The only one I remember off the top of my head is I watched a million times the one where they fought the 50-foot woman.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was a straight-to-DVD. Like, I don't think it was on TV.
Okay.
Not VHS, obviously. But I think it was one of those they sold on the side. You know, here's a 30-minute episode for, like, $5.
Mm-hmm.
VHS.
Right.
So, I don't know if I had seen this before, but I was like, oh, this will be interesting. Me and Dan both are into the Turtles.
Right. And this would have... choice as well.
And boy did it start off with a bang as we get into the plot and sort of rundown here. Like I said, roughly about 21 minutes. They book it as 25, but I think that's just the stupid credits thing at the end. It opens with not the turtle song you remember, but
right.
Apparently, I guess they don't have the rights to the one on the animated series.
But it almost sounded like it was going to start out as the intro, and then it just takes a hard left turn into something else.
Yeah, it's called "We're the Turtles," is the name of that song, and it's and if you haven't guessed it, if you haven't watched it yet or anything, it's a musical.
Yeah, strictly musical.
Strictly musical. Yeah.
Yes.
So we're going full Christmas special here.
There's no action whatsoever. There's no Shredder. There's only mention of Shredder.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're looking for your normal Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles plot line, you've come to the wrong place.
Yeah, not even the same voice actors.
Nope.
They all sound like... Some of them may have come from, you know, different countries at times.
It's weird looking at the cast, Eric Anzalone, yeah. Alfred Miller, Florence Raymond, like these are Italian sounding names.
Yeah.
And their accents are shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I couldn't tell if they were at times, like you could tell they were, you know, at the $5,000 budget,
right,
notwithstanding, that they were scale actors that they just brought in to do this. Because at times I couldn't tell if they were Italian or Hispanic at times.
It's tough, right?
You know, with the, if I couldn't tell if it was somebody doing a really awful racist impression, you know, or if it was somebody of actually that ethnicity. That's right. How bad it was at times.
Yeah, you're not really wrong with that, because it kind of goes, they go in and out of Italian and something else.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying to find the accent. And so we begin, they go through the whole opening sequence, which is really weird because it's just these awful low-budget Turtles costumes that were probably bought at, like, Party City or something for this, where you can visibly see stitches and zippers and stuff. So it starts off, it's Christmas Eve, and you meet all the Turtles and kind of try and get used to their voices at this point. And then they go around the room, and they realize that nobody got Splinter a gift. Like, they kept, like, Ralph kept asking them, and they each thought the other one was supposed to buy it.
It was kind of like the blame game. Like, oh, I thought Leo was supposed to do it. No, I thought Donatello was supposed to do it.
That was this year?
Right.
You know, sort of thing. But as always, since it is Christmas Eve, the stores are closing and the Turtles got to go out and get the gift. And apparently they just go above the surface with no disguises?
Right. Right, like it's totally normal now. They run into people, but only children. They run into no adults in this. It's only kids.
Because only kids are out at Christmas Eve in New York, apparently, in Times Square, of all places.
Yep. In early 1990s, only children roaming the streets in New York.
Yep, this is post-Warriors.
Yep.
So they go, you know, up and all out Turtles, no cheap disguises and all. And then they get to the Christmas tree in Times Square. And Michelangelo is sitting at the tree and Raphael says, probably my favorite line, and it's in anything I looked up research-wise on this. He turns to him and goes, oh no, he's turning into that opera guy again. Just so they could have an excuse for them to have an opera singer sing Deck the Halls. Or, I think it was Deck the Halls, these things.
The key with all of these things is all of these Christmas songs are changed to fit the Turtle parody.
Yeah.
So every song has something to do with the Turtles.
Yeah.
It's not just them singing regular Christmas carols.
Yeah. Yeah, and apparently Michelangelo's voice completely changes for this one song. And I love that somebody was actually attentive enough on the script to go, oh shit, we have to explain why his voice sounds completely different.
Well, yeah, so it was someone's job to do that.
A script coordinator going, Michelangelo was never an opera singer?
Not that I know of.
We might need to explain that.
I'm trying to, yeah, Deck the Halls, traditional tune, blah, blah, blah. City of New York, the 12 Days of Christmas, where the Turtles up in the suit.
Then we get into the montage, middle part of this, where it's, you know, they start singing about gotta go get a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get the gifts and they bring it back to the sewer, is when they sing, apparently for the first time, the Turtles rapped. And it was a song called Rap Rap.
Rap Rap.
Yep.
As in wrapping the gift.
Yeah. W-R-A-P, R-A-P.
Which one was the reggae song?
That might have been Up from the Sewer?
Why is it? Or is it We Wish You a Turtle Christmas? No.
Okay. No, that was that wasn't right. Was it reggae? Yeah, it's anyway, they sing reggae at one point as
it's
well.
Deck the Halls, that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're the first they sing We're the Turtles, and then I think it goes into Deck the Halls.
Okay.
Up from the sewer. Oh, Little City of New York. That's the opera.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so.
It's very important that you know this stuff.
It's just got to get a line of, got to know the lore. That's the most important part.
Yes.
Got to know the lore. And so they finally get to the store to get gifts, and obviously they buy the most ridiculous gifts.
Well, some of them I don't think you could get in a store.
Yeah. Some of the stuff. And, yeah, because we'll get to that in a second, because the next song coming up after Rap Rap is once they bring their gifts to Splinter, he then sings the 12 Days of Christmas.
But it's turtle-ized.
Yeah, but he breaks it down, and I will break down the 12 things that the turtles gave Splinter. First off, they went really cheap and got 12 April O'Neil photographs, autographs.
Yeah, that shouldn't even count because they're best friends with her.
Exactly. That sounds like a Raphael gift.
Yeah.
11 pairs of sneakers.
Which could be expensive depending on what they get.
Yeah, exactly. 10 yellow yo-yos.
Which
I imagine that whoever was singing this song really hated the songwriter. Because of having that alliteration.
10 yellow, yeah.
And sing that as many times as you have to sing it in the second, mm-hmm. You know.
Right.
9 narrow neckties, which Ant would be proud of. 8 chopsticks.
Don't know what that for.
7 silk kimonos.
Okay, that's not bad. That's a good gift.
Obviously, if you haven't figured it out now, they're trying to get them as close to the normal 12 Christmas things
mm-hmm.
as they can.
Yeah, 7 swans swimming.
You know, that would be 7 silk kimonos. You know, kind of trying to keep the rhythm going.
Right.
6 frisbees.
No, that doesn't match really.
No. And then 5 video games.
Which you can really kind of put along with anything. Right, gold rings. Yeah. Okay.
And then the most ridiculous thing, I don't know if you realize they said this, they got him 4 manhole covers.
I remember that. And Leonardo holds up one. Hey, real smiling.
Like, that, zero practicality on that.
Right. And now New York is missing 4 manhole covers.
Yeah.
Putting the citizens in danger.
Yep, just so Splinter can have a Christmas gift.
Yep.
Then 3 skateboards, which isn't even enough. The turtles want to steal them. One person's not going to have that skateboard.
And Splinter's elderly. He can't. I can't imagine him skateboarding.
Yeah, I would imagine most of these are turtles buying gifts that they're going to steal from Splinter at some point.
I think a lot of these are really just stuff that they find down in the sewer.
And just yeah, we went out, we bought these.
Right, because yo-yos. People probably lose yo-yos in the sewer. Sneakers, you'll find that you could just find anything down there, I'd imagine.
It's New York.
Exactly.
They apparently have 4 teenage turtles living down there.
Yeah.
2 comic books.
Mm.
Just 2.
Okay. Now maybe they were Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle
comic books. And then a pizza with pepperoni.
And a pizza with pepperoni.
Which that Mikey holds up. Probably the worst prop that I've seen in anything we've ever watched of the painting of a pizza with pepperoni on it.
It doesn't even look like a pizza.
No. And he holds up, since it's the last thing in the song, he holds it up at least 12 times.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't get it any better.
That was bad.
So, and then they do the funny stuff where Splinter makes fun of them, and he compliments the random children that have now arrived.
That's right. In the
sewers with the turtles and an elderly rat.
And none of them are freaked out by this.
No.
And talking...
And also Splinter's sons. So apparently there were mini rats around there that I didn't even notice.
Well, he refers to the turtles as his sons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That could make it.
That's usually how he refers to them.
Yeah. And then after 12 Days of Christmas, that's when they end it with "We Wish You a Turtle's Christmas." And mm-hmm. I believe it's Mikey? Again, we'll get to the trivia stuff in a second, why I have a question mark on that.
Okay.
Is the one that breaks the fourth wall and sort of announces to the crowd that they're singing a very special Christmas song.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think it's Mikey.
Shut up.
But yeah, it's the last one he turns and he's like, "We're going to sing a very special song," and then it's "We Wish You a Turtle's Christmas." They sing, and then that's how it ends, and there's some talking over the credits as the Turtles and Splinter argue over some dumb.
They're arguing about the 12 Days of Christmas song.
Yeah.
Like, 12 days, it felt like 12 years, and then...
Yeah.
Some funny jokes.
Uh-huh. You...
Yeah. This movie felt like it took 12 years to watch.
Yeah. I didn't have to look at the timer, but it was just like, they're running certain jokes... For a 20-minute thing, they felt like they ran jokes way too long.
Yeah, they're really beating a dead horse with that.
Yeah, so... And I think you pointed out the one continuity issue, right? When they do the six yellow yo-yos, mm-hmm. and Mikey only holds up five yo-yos.
Only holding five. Yep. and apparently Leonardo, the actor Leonardo's genitals are hanging out at one point.
Okay. I'm going to have to go back and watch that now. And
I don't know if we want to traumatize our listeners.
No. You might want to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
I it's probably going to look like a Teen Wolf situation.
Right. Your stick is just sticking out.
Yeah. Yeah, so getting to the trivia and errors part of this podcast. Like I said, this one's going to be a shorter one than usual.
Right.
There's stuff about really bad graphic stuff in the opening thing, which is fine. There are many times and that the mouths wouldn't move correctly when they were talking and singing.
Right.
It almost, cheap costumes.
It looked like the Hall of Presidents from Disney, where it's just like the mouth moves and out of sync the voices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, and it's clear, like, you could see zippers and, fabric from the costumes. It's just very poorly made.
Yeah, and then there's two final pieces of trivia that are interesting. Apparently, the times when they show their feet, they are wearing sneakers, not turtles' feet.
They couldn't cover the budget.
Yeah. And then... At certain parts, which is why I said a question mark on that one thing, at certain parts of the show, Michelangelo wears a white scarf, and people speculate that they did that so people could differentiate between Raphael and Michelangelo on shitty VHS copies of it, with red and orange.
Right. Yeah, it's probably pretty close.
And even maybe some slight colorblind people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good that they're alive.
So, do you have any additional thoughts on this movie?
This movie could go to hell. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's... I
wouldn't think we could count this as a movie, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I say quotes. Movie. Yeah.
This is something, again, it's just kind of to tide our listeners over with until Anthony gets back.
Yeah, this is... It was nice to watch this because it was sort of the type of thing I was going for last year when I... did my final 25 days of Christmas,
mm-hmm.
Where I was looking for Christmas specials and I was looking for things like this. I didn't think to look on YouTube, for it, But like Power Rangers one of the Power Rangers Christmas specials, not the original one because that's not on Netflix or anything.
Okay.
But, you know, and it was awful, but it wasn't this awful. Like, right. This was money grabbing.
Well, yeah, I mean, this was just a money grab excuse. You put the turtles on something, it was going to print money.
Yeah.
It doesn't say how much it made.
No.
It was $5,000 budget. I mean, there's no box office, obviously.
Yeah,
it doesn't even say. You probably think that it made some, though, because parents buying stuff for their kids for Christmas.
I would imagine that it made its money back, would be my question, my answer.
Yeah. It probably doubled its budget.
At least. But I don't think this would have been one of the better selling VHSs.
No, probably not. But again, you shut your kids up, you put this on for a half hour, and
yeah. I only mainly say that because it's, you know, 94 at this point. If this was like a 92, you'd probably be getting a little more sales.
Yeah, because this was probably towards the end of their run.
Yeah, this is probably right after Secret of the Ooze and all that.
Yeah, because what was Secret of the Ooze? Was 92?
Yeah.
93?
Yeah, so I'm looking that up now.
Now I
91.
Oh, it was right after the first one. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, so this was the end. The Power Rangers were coming in. They were taking over at this point in the kids' market. So it probably, like I said, probably definitely made $10,000 in sales. But
I would imagine.
Yeah. The funny fact, which I teased at the beginning of this, that I learned about the third movie, the woman to go back in time, was that movie, the sets and all that stuff were originally designed. They were going to make a Yojimbo, like the bunny warriors.
The rabbit.
Yeah, they were going to make a whole movie about that, those people, like set in feudal Japan and all that, but then found that it was too expensive to make the new costumes.
Okay.
So they just decided, why don't we put the turtles in it?
Yeah.
And they basically took most of the ideas they had for that movie, you know, put the turtles in it, you know, and just added some bullshit story in terms of they go back in time to save whatever it was. They save something.
There's a sister or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And so, they keep it out of, they're trying to keep it out of the hands of some, like, evil English guy.
Yeah, but all the sets and stuff. This makes more sense than them actually making a Turtles movie. To go back to feudal Japan, is that they just had this. So couldn't, you know, some kind of podcast blowing smoke up people's asses, but I think it makes much more sense. And the fact that the set designs were pretty good in terms of, you know, what you would think a turtle movie at that time would have been.
The costumes were pretty bad at that point, though.
Yeah, the costumes looked awful.
Yeah.
You could tell there was something on, like, either they reused the sets or it was made for something else. But
yeah,
I found that pretty interesting about the third one. It was probably, like you said, with this. Just slap the turtles on it, it'll make money.
Right.
You know.
Right. Just an excuse for a holiday cash grab.
Yeah, you can do that today with, and mostly in video game realms, you can just slap Fortnite on something, and it will make a ton of money, matter what.
Really?
Yeah, so, without further ado, we'll get into the trivia for Dan. This is all about the 1990 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, the OG and the best one.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, and so we'll start out. First question. What does Casey use to knock out, I believe that's Sal? And I can give you multiple choice if you want.
Sal?
It's T-A-S-U.
The bald-headed dude?
I think that's who it is. Yeah. Like I said,
he is a driver.
Okay, so golf club.
Yeah.
This one
I'll never call golf a boring sport again.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. And this one should be pretty easy, but it might trip some people up. Who does the voice of Donatello?
Corey Feldman.
Yep. I mean, we'll find out at the end, but I know that fact.
Yeah.
What does Michelangelo all the hardware is used for that is on the shredder?
Can opener?
Okay.
Oh, no. It's cheese grater, I think.
Okay.
It's either can opener or cheese grater. Okay. I'm going to say can opener.
Okay. What is missing from this quote?
Okay.
Will you just shut up and kiss me? I got blank.
Will you just shut up and kiss me? I got...
I mean, I can give you multiple choice if you want.
That's April talking to Casey, right?
Correct. That much I can give you. If you want to just try and get it without multiple choice, feel free.
Shut up and kiss me. I just got a raise.
I'm going to say you're wrong because it's not one of the four choices.
What are the four choices?
Okay. It's a job to do.
Okay.
To find something out, to find out something.
Okay.
Go find the turtles.
Okay.
Or a report to do.
That's probably the first one. I've got a job to do.
All right. This one was pretty good when I saw this, because I reviewed this quiz before asking Dan these questions.
Okay.
I didn't answer them, but what is the name of the store April owns?
The store that she owns?
You only see a brief flash of it, and I had to go look it up to see.
The store. I just remember her house having a bunch of like old knickknacks in it. Is that the store?
Yeah, I'll give you the four choices.
Okay.
This is a tough one. I'm being a little more lenient than our overlord on this. It's either Antiques R Us.
Okay.
Second Time Around Antique Store. One of a Kind Antiques. Or Secondhand Antiques.
Secondhand Antiques.
Okay. I don't know if you'll get this.
Okay.
But I'll ask. Name the song that is playing in the warehouse that Donnie runs away to. Or Danny runs away to. Sorry. I think that's their friend.
The son.
Yeah.
The song that is playing when he goes to the warehouse?
Yeah.
The first time?
Yeah, playing in the warehouse that he runs away to is all it says.
Was it an MC Hammer song?
I will give you a yes on this one.
Okay.
But I'll give you the four names of songs.
Okay.
It's a Full Blast.
Okay.
Feel My Power. This Is What We Do. Or Too Legit to Quit.
But it's MC Hammer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually surprised I knew that. I don't think it's Too Legit to Quit. That doesn't fit the tone. Say the other three.
Full Blast.
Okay.
Feel My Power.
Okay.
This Is What We Do.
Let's see. This Is What We Do.
Okay. All right.
Tough. That was a good question.
Yeah. Because I'm going to butcher his name, but the guy that does the voice of Michelangelo in the movie, what other role does he play? Like, what's his live-action cameo?
Oh, shit. Live-action cameo? Yeah, because all of them are in it.
Yeah.
I remember this. I think he's early on in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is he... either he's one of the moviegoers, or he's the pizza delivery man.
Okay. We'll click pizza man because that's one of the choices.
Pizza man. I was going to say either that or the cab driver.
Well, those are two of the choices, so which one do you think it is?
I'm going to go pizza.
Okay. When they get into April's apartment, what is the only thing that she has to offer the turtles? When I give you the four, I'm pretty sure you'll get it. But I'll let you think a little bit.
I know they eat pork rinds at one point. So I'm gonna say frozen pizza, but what are the options?
That's one of the options.
Okay, so I'm gonna go frozen pizza.
Okay. What are the kids at the warehouse that Shredder and the Foot are hiding at? They're playing.
Billiards? Pool?
Yeah, it's not one of the choices. I'll give it to you this way. It's a tabletop game.
Tabletop game.
Playing on the table.
I think they're playing poker.
Okay. That's one of the choices, so I'll choose that.
Okay.
This one I got correct just guessing.
Okay.
Because this was in another quiz before I found this one. What movie is playing at the theater Raphael went to?
Critters, I think.
I'm going to give it away. I'm like,
Yeah, is it the first or second one? I forget.
It's just my choice here. But the other choices were The Goonies.
Okay.
Gremlins. Or Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Ah, yeah, it's Critters then.
Yeah.
Where do they come up with this stuff? You know, funny, I actually have a little trivia. Do you know what movie they wanted to put in there?
No, I do not. Let the audience know.
Batman.
No.
Yeah, because that was playing at the same time.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and yeah. Raphael was supposed to say, cool car, stupid outfit or something, or stupid costume.
It didn't seem to hurt the movie.
No. Not at all.
So, it was a golf club. And the little explanation here on Fun Trivia does say the same thing you're saying about the, you'll never call golf a boring sport again.
I'll never call golf a boring sport again.
61% of people got that.
Okay.
Corey Feldman, obviously. Mm-hmm. A lot of people got that right.
Yeah.
So the third question about what Michelangelo thinks the hardware is, it's not to open cans. It's to make coleslaw.
Okay.
And don't worry. Less than half the people got this one right.
Nah, I should have known that.
This one, the missing quote wasn't, and this was a good way when you're structuring a quiz. It wasn't a job to do. It was a report to do. Because she had become a newscaster at that point.
Yeah. Damn it. Okay.
Again, you did the same thing with the antique store. You said secondhand antiques, but it was second time around antique store.
So, I forgot that it was an actual store.
Yeah, so. Like when they come up from the sewer, you see the sign when they're going into her apartment. You did get the MC Hammer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I remembered it was MC Hammer.
He voted specifically for that soundtrack.
Okay.
And the funny part is that song has been covered by multiple bands, but most importantly, it was done by the R&B group Drew Hill at some point.
I know at the very end, he sings Turtle Power.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Power. T-U-R-T-L-E Power. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yep, and you were right. It was the Pizza Man. Nice. Michelangelo's voice actor.
Very good.
61% of people got that right. You were only one of 46% to get the MC Hammer song.
Ooh.
Correct.
Oh, amigo.
And this one, 90% of people got, but it was because it ties in with everything about Turtles, was that April offered them frozen pizza. And then Mikey makes a comment about that they only, you know, that the only toppings they like are flies and stink bugs. On the pizza.
Yeah.
So, yes, the kids' poker, 80% of people got that.
Okay.
Right. And then Critters is the movie. It's 49%. Nice. So you got 7 out of 10.
Not bad.
Yep. You beat the average, which was 6.
Okay. I should have known the report to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the coleslaw.
Yeah.
That bugs me. But
yeah. This was rated as an average. I didn't want to do too easy. Because there were some of them that goes, what color is Donatello's, you know, it's called, bandana thing.
Purple.
Yeah, there's questions like that on some of them. I'm like, no. As bad as we are at this trivia.
I would get that.
Yeah, so that's probably going to wrap it up here. We're about 40 minutes in, roughly, talking about this terrible movie. And most of the time was taken up by us bullshitting in this trivia question, which is about what this movie deserves. Or I keep saying movie. This special deserves. Watch it. We did it for you. Just like one of my... slight tangent here. One of my favorite things that's going on YouTube on the Polygon channel for video games is this one guy does like the most ridiculous things. Like he sat down and read all the books in Skyrim.
Really?
And then broke them down. Like just for video content, it's funny.
So some people do anything, man.
Yeah, it was pretty. Like he made a whole thing about making fun of, like, why are there 7 instructions? You know.
there's the wolf mother and stuff.
There's
like
337 books or something like that in that game.
I feel like there's more.
Yeah,
it feels like there's so much more.
Yeah, but you know, essentially we watch this movie so you don't have to.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed our little Turtles talk here, feel free to subscribe if you just found this through the Main Damey website or something like that. Feel free to go on iTunes and all that. You know, review, 5 stars, great, all that. We also have, as I mentioned before, Stranger Damies, our weekly real play D&D podcast. We're going to be coming up on new episodes every Wednesday. New one dropped when we're recording this. And then we'll have our Christmas special, which is a beaut.
Yeah.
Make sure you do listen to that. That'll be on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, so you guys can listen to it while ignoring your families on Christmas. and then, in the last part of the Married Cinematic Universe, of the Main Damey Family of Networks, is the Married Cinematic Universe, which I'm sure you guys have any plans for an end-of-the-year thing?
Or anything? It's really tough because with our living situation, it's hard to like sit down and have time to ourselves to record a quality product.
Yeah.
So we're hoping we can get some time, but it's
understandable. Tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
but even like us at the Main Damey, for years on the website have done, recaps in January. So yeah. It's not like you have to have December, like, I guess sites that actually make money, trying to do.
we're mom and pop organization, I guess.
Yeah, so be on the lookout as well on themaindamey.com. We're going to be having our, movie of the year. I have a plan for something fun to do with video games.
Okay.
I'm only going to rank my top 5, and then I'm going to give I'm going to have categories for other things. I think it's all going to be on one article, unless if you tweet at me at Off the Mark Tweet and let me know you want to see me break it down in as much detail as I love to go into for stupid reasons, into things, which won't throw more stuff on top of my plate and then writing your damies each week. But so I got that going. We'll do our movie thing. Do you have any idea if you're going to do top 10, top 5, like movie wise?
I kind of want to do movies that I'm looking forward to in 2019.
That'd be a good article. Yeah. That'd be something different than what I'm sure Ant will do, his personal top 10.
Right.
You know, and then we'll have the site top 10. If we do a mini podcast on that. But yeah, so it's everything got to look forward to as far as I know, unless if, you know, any plans on your end for anything?
Not as of right now. Yeah. We're basically just D&D oriented right now.
We've now become a D&D website. Get used to it.
I think it, honestly, out of that we do, and we do quite a few. I think that one is our most popular.
Yeah. And then this one gets some listens and views as well. These are probably the two best things we do. We're still trying to find the balance for the overarching Main Damie podcast. If we ever bring that back, it's on hiatus for right now. Because we keep trying to fine tune it. We're a lot better, if you haven't noticed, at bullshitting when we're on one subject rather than trying to jump around to different subjects.
To the point where it's very oversaturated. So it's tough to just talk about several things because it's already been talked about, you know. It's good with they call this a movie, where we can kind of pick something at our leisure, and you know, some of the stuff that we've covered has been covered as well by other podcasts or shows. It seems like with these movies, people can't get enough of the takes that
bad movies. Yep.
You know? So it's cool because we get to put our own little spin and our takes on it. And some of the movies I don't even hate. Some of them watch, but you know, Ernest Goes Back to School, I didn't hate. Roger Corman's Fantastic Four, I didn't hate. Yeah. So it's fun. We have a good dynamic with it.
Yeah, I really like this. I like where the site's going. We've been growing every year. We thank you guys for that out there listening. We'll be, as we celebrated on Twitter, December 10th was the 1 year anniversary of us doing D&D. That was our first session, December 10th. And I'm only reminded of that, and the easiest way to look up that date, because now it's in rotation, I'll see it come up, was the same day of me, as I mentioned, from Philadelphia, was the day last year when Carson Wentz tore his ACL, and in the middle of describing a situation you guys were in, John in the chat, when he was in Roll 20, instead of being live, just put a Carson Wentz ACL tear, bro.
Wound up being for the better.
And I'm just like, and then you go to the cave.
you handled that with aplomb.
Yeah, so I can remember the day because I can just type up when did Carson Wentz tear his knee up. That was when we started Stranger Things.
And almost to the date, Carson Wentz goes out again.
Yeah.
With back injury.
Yeah, hopefully we were not recording a session that day. But yeah, so we already babbled enough at the end here. But yeah, be sure, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, if we ever get on Spotify, I've been trying to figure it out. It seems easy, but I can never find us on there. We have, like I said, we have back episodes for everything. If you want to listen to Stranger Damies from the beginning, that's absolutely fine. I'm going to warn you, the tutorial episodes are a little rough because everybody's trying to find their footing. But once we get out of that, and into the original story that we're doing, it gets pretty good, and we improve every session. And then we're starting to do it live. I forgot to mention that before. We're going to be on our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/TheMainDamie, trying to work that out to see if maybe we can get some video, some live interaction with you guys out there, now that we got a little bit of a footing with people. And then this goes up every Thursday, or every other day. But it's going to be every Thursday this month, just for the Christmas season. And then we got all the past episodes of Married Cinematic Universe to look back on the stuff about Horizon Zero Dawn that I guessed it on with Jen. And then, you know, the times Anthony with Comic-Con that we went to, New York Comic-Con. So a lot of crossover here. We're looking to do big things in 2019. Hoping that the technology side of our group here can get together so we can maybe stream a little bit more.
Yeah, because
you know,
the next step.
Tom's the IT guy, so yeah.
Hey, we need it.
Yeah. He's, you know, we need to step to the next level here, and
I think Jen wants to kind of get a kind of merchandise thing going
as
well, because she was kind enough to make everybody tables, trays, and she's trying to make her own dice. So it'd be cool to kind of get a little bit of a...
Maybe t-shirts.
We
can start out like Critical Role did.
Right.
Except we won't have the whole controversy of, you know, making a fan take down a shirt that they had created. In the beginning, before opening their store, because hell, we'd be awesome. We'd be glad if someone made shit with us. But
absolutely,
if someone fan art, always welcome.
We're pretty lucky because my wife is very. You know, I don't want to, you know, toot my own horn, but she is very talented, artistic wise. So if we wanted to start selling some stuff, she would be more than happy to get that going.
I feel bad asking her for more drawings of
Megan. She loves it.
Jen, you have to be the fan art. Need to be the fan art of Stranger Things.
She sits at home all day pretty much just drawing anyway, so.
Yeah.
She loves it.
So anyway, finally, you can follow us all on Twitter. I'm at Off the Mark. If you like really bad video game takes / Philly sports tweets / really random Twitter stuff. You can follow me. It's more there on your end to throw any constructive criticism or ideas for Stranger Damies at me. You can go to Stranger Damies if you want to be a little more open to all of us, since we can all check out that feed. Or you can go to Dan's personal Twitter, which is at TheAquino122.
Correct.
And then Ant is at Ant Delvec. We're all available for questions. Feel free. We have the email, which depending on what you want to, if you want to email about this is TheDamie@gmail.com. And then StrangerDamies is StrangerDamies@gmail.com. So if you have any questions, we got some questions for Talking to Strangers. So thumbs up. And I have an idea for a new show. Again, we're like spinning everything off of Jamie's.
That's
for you guys.
Into our flagship.
So if that's it, we'll do like we do the end of every episode here. You know, I was thinking of doing a little twist on it, but you know, stay consistent. Consistency is best.
Yeah, that's the key.
So for Dan Aquino, I'm Mark Myers, and for the recently departed Anthony DelVecchio, retelling director of Turtles, we wish you a Turtles Christmas, Larry Osborne, go fuck yourself.